Every day in Nairobi, people walk past reminders of the last election when over 1,000 people were killed in violent protests. On Mwindi Mabingu Street, next to the city market, the biggest reminder is a giant mural depicting Kenya's politicians as vultures responsible for the violence.
Hi, would you be willing to tell me what you think of the murals here?
I think this is a message for the Kenyan voters. Because when you look at things like land grabbing, political assassination, tribal clashes, it's kind of a reflection for the voters.
Harrison Gashoka Ngojuna, a florist at the city market, sees the murals every day. They're the work of 29-year-old Boniface Mwangi, a photographer and activist.
So for me, it was from frustration that I was very upset about how this kind of has been managed. I was very upset that the media was in bed with politicians, and most of them own the mainstream media. I was upset that I could go and do a story, and then when I come back, it's going to be killed.
Many Kenyans blame their politicians for inciting the violence around the last elections in 2007 and 2008. The International Criminal Court in The Hague, the Netherlands, is now weighing a case against several active Kenyan politicians. Yet Kimani Jung Kimani Naganga, a taxi driver, worries that the mural's message isn't reaching enough people.
So had they been rotating, the information would go to more people. But currently they are only stagnant here, they're stagnated here. So the effective is very little, very minute.
In 2008, Mwangi and others took their collection of photographs on the road. They called the show Picha Mitani, which means street exhibition, and they showed it around Kenya for 3 years. Like the graffiti, many people considered the photographs a political message, and some local authorities banned the show.
And I thought, I'm going to be there, I'm going to be a jerk. I'm going to remind them every single day who is messing this country. My work is very direct. I call it boom tough. It's on your face.
Mwangi's confrontational approach scares off some would-be supporters.
Okay, let me tell you, I'm very controversial. So I'll attack a politician, and the people who claim to be reformists are going to defend the politician. Say, no, you're using bad language, your language is very abusive. So you have a lot of closeted supporters who will never openly support you, but that support is useless because that support cannot stop anything.
But Mwangi's traveling photo exhibit also attracted open support, including 61,000 people who signed pledge cards for peace. All told, 700,000 Kenyans visited the exhibit. After that, Mwangi began thinking of new ways to provoke Kenyans, so he recruited others and began a graffiti campaign. They painted murals on prominent walls around Nairobi overnight, but they met resistance.
Every time we did a graffiti, there were threats of being arrested, and I was summoned by police. But after that, we realized that the police, they came up with a smarter way. We do a graffiti, then they paint it. So it was defeating the whole process. So now we're going online. We're going to launch an online newspaper called Mavulture, which means many vultures. And they're going to put the records of every person who's ever worked in the government and who's waiting for a big post online, and it's available. Every corruption case they've been mentioned in and every accusation that is about them online. So you don't have this platform that when you're going to vote from an informed perspective.
Gojuna, the florist, agrees.
You cannot just vote because maybe you're voting for your brother. You should vote for the right leader. Yeah, so that you can have the results. And I think this is a very good message.
Ma Vulture launched on the 14th of November.
We are hoping that people who are opinion leaders, university students, and middle class, who have a voice back home, they can print whatever information we have online and take it back to the village. So we hope that the effect is that people can use that as a resource and go and educate other people.
And since Mwangi knows not everyone is willing to show their support openly, he's trying to get creative.
We're thinking of doing a mask protest. Hopefully when you come and you're wearing a mask, you can do anything you want and write anything on a placard and people won't know it's you.
Mwangi has also launched a workspace called Power 254. Power is the Swahili word for power, and 254 is Kenya's telephone country code. The space hosts a variety of creative activists, Mwangi says.
Who earn their living as photographers, or as journalists or cartoonists.
Mwangi says he wants Kenyans to turn their disgust into political action.
We want to get you upset and then tell you when you're angry you need to do something. And that something is not taking a machete or fighting your neighbor or just going to do a demonstration. You need to be able to see how do we organize and vote for change. How do we get a ballot revolution? How do people just come together and say, we need change, we need to build a new Kenya, and the only way we can do that is changing our leadership.
This is Lucas Lowerson for DW.